You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, we have big news. Mark your calendars for Friday, February 28th, as we will be hosting our first annual Truth Community Award celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. We will honor the excellence in our community and recognize the quiet warriors creating extraordinary impacts. Tickets go on sale soon, and you do not want to miss this night of inspiration and celebration. Come celebrate with us on Friday, February 28th at the Truth Community Awards, presented by Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel. We will definitely continue to get you the information, because once it's sold out, we don't want to hear, "I didn't know how to get the tickets. I thought it was free."
Right.
We are going to let you know as soon as they go on sale. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. If you're just joining us, we have guest co-hosts Bailey Coleman and Damian LZ in the building.
Hey.
And boy, that first hour talking about, we can always get people fired up when you have some of their favorite entertainers, you know, going through some things.
Yeah.
And before we move on, Jerrica hit us up on our Truth Talk and text line. You can as well, Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. And you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Jerrica says, "And people who rap about murder, selling drugs, and other crimes, how they draw the line at underage sex or sexual abuse? Okay.
That's ridiculous."
Yeah.
Hey.
So people that make movies about killing and crime, they doing all this illicit stuff too. See, that's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the grace that we show to other people in other cultures we don't show to ourselves.
Exactly.
Because these people are rapping a story that they're talking about things that they may not have gone through, but things that happen in neighborhoods where they come up from.
Exactly.
In areas that they come up from, and they're just writing those stories. We don't say every Italian guy that makes a mob movie is a mobster and killing everybody. We don't say that. We don't look at these young men that make this music as being artists. Now, of course, they're saying, oh, they're really living this life, because that's what we force them to do. We can't just let them say, "Hey, I'm just rapping, and this is just rap, and people want to hear this stuff, and I'm entertaining them." We can't let them say that. So they have to say it's real and this, that, and the other. And then you get situations where Young Thug and all these other people are wrapped up in this
in
stuff.
In real situations.
Exactly.
In real situations.
Exactly.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is also this, what this goes back to is the thing, like me, myself, in my own life, I've worked for the city for 25 years. All it takes is one person saying, "Oh, you're not doing what you're supposed to do." Now everything you've done is up. Is on question.
Yeah.
And then you finally find out that that's not what happened. That's not the case. But now you still have to work around these people, walk around these people, be around, and your reputation has been dragged through the mud.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, definitely more information to come, and hopefully things play out the way that they're supposed to, and we're not just convicting him all of a sudden just because someone said
Absolutely.
One thing. And again, we will continue to keep you updated on that story.
Diddy said, "Same energy. What up with me?"
They didn't. They didn't find 1,000 pounds of baby oil in Jigga's house.
Let's separate this. Story. Different. Yeah. Different circumstances.
Let's separate. They did not find tapes at Jigga's house. We don't know if they did, but they did it.
Well, Jay-Z being named in the lawsuit alongside Sean Diddy Combs came out yesterday, along with what shouldn't be a stunning interview that President-elect Donald Trump did yesterday. But on Sunday, he went on NBC and did a sit down.
Yes.
And kind of laid out what he's planning on doing as soon as he's inaugurated, including the mass deportations, as well as releasing all of the insurrectionists and pardoning the January 6th, as he calls, peaceful patriots.
Yes. The J-6ers.
Yes.
The J-6ers.
And so
that sounds
like,
wow.
He made them like a, he and, always giving somebody a name.
Right.
And went on to say that he could possibly look to send former Representative Liz Cheney and other political opponents to jail.
Right.
He literally said,
wow.
Yeah.
That anybody that was on that January 6th committee should face jail time.
Yeah.
Not the people that broke into the Capitol.
Now, they're going to have a problem with the 92%ers if they try and send James Clyburn to prison. That's granddaddy. You can't be doing that.
They don't care about y'all. No offense right. to my black woman, but Trump don't care about y'all.
Nah, he don't.
Clearly.
But look, he better not mess around and find out.
Listen.
Look.
Yeah, but the one thing outside of, and we'll get to the birthright citizenship.
Oh, yeah.
Which he's planning on ending. And if you're unfamiliar with that amendment,
yes.
It says if you were born in this country, you are a citizen.
You are a citizen. That's the 14th Amendment.
And Donald J. Trump is saying, nah, we got to revisit that.
Would that require ratification, though? Because anytime you change an amendment.
Let me tell you something.
Let me finish. Anytime you change an amendment, it requires ratification. So does that mean if he wants to change that he would have to go across, it would have to be ratified by the entirety of the country. So all the states would have to say we're a part of this, and it would have to. That's so. If it's an amendment, that's what it would require.
Yeah.
So a lot of times Donald just say stuff that he can't really change.
Says a lot of stuff
that he can't really change, and that's why people don't really look. They look at it like he's just talking. But sometimes when he's just talking, there's different ways of going about circumventing that, and one of the ways that he's going about circumventing that is saying that if you get caught in the house with somebody that's an illegal alien, we're going to send you back too. So that's the way around changing the actual amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this. Y'all can believe what you want. If you really believe that he's going to go through all it takes to ratify that amendment and do whatever, he is not going to watch.
You got
watch.
To. You can't change an amendment without it being ratified.
Yes.
It's okay,
the Constitution.
And it was asked if it could be an executive, if he can file an executive order to do that.
You can't file an executive order to change an amendment.
You know what he going to do? He going to do what he did just the last time when he was separating it, when he was separating Hispanics, when they was coming across the border and wasn't nobody saying nothing. Okay? Well, he's going to be like, go get him, do what I say. Boom.
Well,
there it is.
Here are a couple of quotes from that interview yesterday. When asked about families with mixed immigration status, where parents are in the country illegally but their children are not, Trump said, quote, I don't want to be breaking up families.
Of course,
so the only way you don't break up the family is you keep them together and you have to send them all back. Unquote. And when asked about the birthright, he doubled down on his campaign promise to end birthright citizenship, which is protected by the 14th Amendment, and suggested he may attempt to overturn the right through executive action, saying, quote, we're going to have to get it changed, or maybe I would go back to the people, but we have to end it. We're the only country that has it. And echoing a false statement he's made in the past.
Right.
And he went on to say, quote, if we can through executive action, I was going to do it through executive action, but then we had to fix COVID first, to be honest with you. Not sure if he's responsible or we look to Donald J. Trump to say he fixed COVID.
He did not fix COVID.
Oh, okay.
Let's be clear.
I thought I missed something.
Now, while the COVID vaccine was discovered while he was in office and he got them set on that, you know, to find one, right? He actually was stumped when it was done and didn't get it out. It was the Biden administration that got it out to everybody and learned, you know, distributed it to the rest of the country and, for that matter, the world. So,
and let's. So he's talking about the 14th Amendment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the 14th Amendment is what gives us citizenship as Black people, mm-hmm. enslaved people, gives us citizenship. It also has on there that It disqualifies those who have already held a public office from holding any office if they participate in an insurrection or rebellion against the United States.
That part.
So don't think that he's just talking about changing the 14th Amendment just to be changing the 14th to make he's using what he's always done, and he's using the immigrants. American people have the strongest like for immigrants, and there's always this, oh, they're gonna come and they're gonna take my job, they're gonna do whatever. But that's just the Trojan horse to get inside and open up this 14th Amendment to change those other things that are in there.
Right, because technically he shouldn't be in office. Yeah, but that's a whole other issue for another day.
And that was also the reason why he made sure that he changed the language and changed the narrative. When people were saying insurrection the threat on democracy, mm-hmm. he come back and said peaceful protesters. And those
patriots.
Are patriots.
Yes, they're
and
patriots.
So because you want to make sure mm-hmm. that you get that type of language erased.
Yeah.
Because when you start using that type of language, then you start going to the 14th Amendment,
right. mm-hmm.
and then they can try you based off of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the entire time, even though he sat back for hours at the White House and watched them do what they were doing before even saying anything, it is amazing.
The man gave a speech and then said, "Meet me here." And everybody went to the Capitol building. He didn't show up, but he told everybody to go to the Capitol building.
He said, "I'm with you."
They went in there and tore it up.
Made a right. He made a left.
Yeah.
People died at the Capitol building because of what he told them to go there.
Yes.
And he organized all those people that came to that meet.
It was
that rally,
all organized.
They went there. People died. They went in there, went through offices, was going through all types of stuff.
Yeah.
That is a revolutionary act. That is an insurrection right there.
Yes.
That is a coup d'etat that they tried to pull off right then. And then he's sitting over there. Oh, it didn't work. Well, I didn't tell him to do that. But had it worked, he would have been right there with him holding the flag, talking about, "This is what I'm talking about. This is what we got to do." No, he's an insurrectionist. He shouldn't even be in office. So he's talking about changing the 14th Amendment to go after those that are born here, citizenship, stripping them of that, when he wants to really go in there and change that so he can keep office and people not bring up this insurrection stuff, because there's always a chance that it's going to come up if they have more evidence that says he was strongly supporting it.
Yeah, it is so amazing to me to have the type of disdain that he wants us to have towards immigrants, and he's married to one.
Right.
And like Bailey was saying, what did you say, Bailey? He's only two generations here.
He's only two generations. His grandfather was the first person coming over here. Yes, he only two generations in.
Wow. Well, Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Let us know what you think about some of the things that President-elect Donald J. Trump says he's going to do on day one. And a lot of the things that he said on the campaign, he's continuing to double down and say mm-hmm. that's exactly what he's going to do. So, hey, what they always say, if somebody tells you who they are or shows you who they are,
believe them.
And Donald J. Trump is showing you exactly who he is. More Truth Be Told with Telly after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have Bailey Coleman and Damian LZ in this morning. We've been talking about Donald Trump's interview that aired on Sunday. And he had a lot to say and a lot to say about what he's going to do once he becomes the 47th president of the United States on January 20th. 2025. And one of those first things he said he will do is pardon the J6 hostages, is what he calls them.
There you go, hostages.
He doesn't even know how long they've been in jail. He's like, what, they've been in jail, what, 3-4 years? I'm sure they sit there knowing exactly how many hours they've been in jail.
Exactly.
But there's one thing about it. He's holding up his end of the deal.
I wonder if they're going
to he told them, hey, you stick in there long enough, I'll get you out of there once I get back in.
Yeah, there you go. I'm wondering if they're going to get together again as a choir once they get out and sing.
Oh, gosh.
You think? Oh, can we look forward to more songs? You know? Maybe they'll do a whole album.
It is about to...
Maybe they do an album.
You hook them up with some of those gold sneakers.
Yeah.
Can you still get those gold sneakers?
That was a one-time thing.
God. Okay. Yeah, I know you wanted some telly.
Yeah. What about the mugshot t-shirts? Can you still get those?
I don't think so. But, you know, I think you
can. You probably can if you check his website.
Probably.
I don't know. I've not checked the website, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could,
any of my MAGA black friends out there, if you check the website, let us know.
Yeah.
I don't want my search.
You could probably still get the Bible.
You don't want somebody to come investigate you. Like, hold on, look at his history. He has a lot of Trump research.
You could probably get the Bible though still. You could probably get the Bible still. Y'all, you know.
He's a hustler.
Church folk. Wow. You could probably still get the Bible.
And I don't mean that in a good way. He's not a good hustler.
That he held up upside down.
Well, again, he talked about mass deportations. He talked about how he would not break up families, but just send them all back.
That's thoughtful.
Yeah, but here's the thing with this whole situation. He says a lot of stuff and a lot of stuff that just isn't possible because do you know how much time and money is going to take to figure out who's all in this country illegally? And if you have a family of eight and five of them are illegal, but three aren't, are you going to go to each household and figure out who's legal and who's not and then send them all back? That just to me, it seems like that's, again, another just a lot of talk to feed into a base where they believe everything that he says and then don't hold him accountable to get things done.
Well, you know, they say that and they say they're going to go to people's workplaces and this and that, all this kind of stuff. And, you know, I mean, I feel like, somebody wanted this, right? I mean, the people that voted for him, they wanted this, right?
Yeah, well,
I mean, this is a part of the deal.
They getting it.
It's a part of the deal. They want it. I mean, you know. They wanted this for their friends and family.
Well,
they voted for
here in the state of Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers appeared on Up Front on WISN's Up Front show yesterday. Mm-hmm. And in an interview, he gave some pushback on a lot of the things that President-elect Donald Trump wants to do. And he did admit that he does want to work with President-elect Donald Trump in the best way possible, but added his administration will push back on Trump's promise of mass deportation, saying, quote, as far as taking people from farms and factories in this state that are the backbone of this economy, that will not work for us. We'll find out if they get that far. I'm not sure they will get that far. I'm not going to prejudge that and stand on I-94 going into Chicago saying you're not going here, but we're going to fight for this, no question about it. That's good to know that in this state that is something that they're going to try and do. And get, and again, if President-elect Donald J. Trump has it his way, he is going to have these mass deportations and take place as soon as possible. Truth Nation, hit us up, 833-212-1017. Tell us your thoughts about what Governor Evers had to say about this and what's going on in the state of Wisconsin. Because basically, if I had to sum it all up, he said, we ain't having that.
We ain't going for it.
We ain't going for it. We ain't finna do all that.
We're not doing all of that because he just stated that farms and factories and the workers are the backbone of this economy.
I'm with Evers. That's all I'm going to say.
I just hope it works out right because, you know, I mean.
Yeah. You also with Evers, too, because he said he won't sign the next state budget if the GOP proposal requiring state employees back in the office is included in the final proposal.
Oh, that's why I'm with Evers.
You love him.
Because if you recall, it was several weeks ago where Assembly Speaker Robin Voss first proposed the idea, it was actually 2 weeks ago, saying that I know that there's data out there that proves that it is more cost effective to have workers back in the offices, state workers. And
how's that cost effective?
Hey.
For who?
But clearly, Governor Evers is like, no, no, no. What we have right now is working.
Yes. Don't come in here trying to.
Yes. And then he went on to say, quote, we've heard for years the idea that someone, it's not fair that so many of the people that work for the state of Wisconsin came from Madison, Milwaukee area. And basically, Governor Evers is saying that all the good workers in this state aren't just in Madison and Milwaukee.
Right.
And which may require good workers to work remote. But are you going to deny a good worker just because they can't get to this building
right
as many times a week as you want them to? We have the caller on our Truth Talking text line. Good morning, the caller. What's your question or comment?
Hey, what's going on, Sally? How are you?
Awesome.
I don't know if you guys can kind of hear it, but this kind of reminds me of when Mexico was going to pay for the wall that he was going to build.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of this is lip service. However, what he's doing is empowering people to bother people. If you're saying, you know, maybe the part about going to people's jobs and harassing certain people, some I believe who may not be illegal immigrants, because if you look like a Haitian, quote unquote, maybe we can, you know, detain you shortly or maybe permanently. Maybe the plan is actually to pretend that people are immigrants who are actually citizens, and once they're out of the country, then what power or financial ability do you have to prove that you're a citizen?
Yeah.
Because it's a whole lot of us who look, tell you, you look a little Haitian, my brother, but you're famous, so they won't grab you. But, you know, somebody who looks like you, you know what I'm saying?
You look a little Haitian.
You know, we all look a little Haitian because we all came from the same place, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
that well, may be, I believe they're that sinister, the people that surround him, that they would attempt to do something like that. Because if you listen to what he keeps saying, we're going to start with the criminals. And then I heard something this morning about denying birthright citizenship for immigrants. Once you pass that, then you can decide who's going to be a citizen, whose parents, like, have been here, or grandparents, or who've been here for generations. You set a precedent. So I think this is all litmus test crap, you know, for people who come after him that he have surrounding him.
He just raised a point that's kind of deep. Thank you, brother, for the call. He just raised a point that's kind of deep, though. Mm-hmm. That if your parents are illegal aliens, and then their parents were illegal aliens, how far back do you go to determine that you have that natural born citizenship? Mm-hmm. If you have just natural born, where, you know, my kid was born here, and so then that person has kids, and that, how far back do you go? See, that's what I'm saying. He just talked and don't realize the
like what
the
it's going to take.
He's just opened up.
And people 19.
People that are working
for
him.
Pretty much it.
People that are working for him are like, what are you talking about? You, if you do that, if you say you can't have natural born citizenship, right? So now you're taking that away. So that means that person is taken away. The person before them is. So it goes back to whomever went through the actual citizenship class.
Yeah.
To become, that's when it stops. Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But again, you brought up a great point earlier, Dame, that maybe this is a smoke and mirror to get other things changed within the 14th Amendment.
Exactly.
Because, you know, each amendment, it addresses more than just one thing.
Right.
And so, going back to the insurrection and making sure that not only I have to ever worry about that again, but anybody else that I hope to empower do that again. Because let's not forget, he told his voters and supporters that hopefully this will be the last election that you will have to do this.
No, he told them this is it. Once we get past this, you are not going to have to worry about voting again. We got it.
And you know how they do those ratification questions anyway on ballots. They be so they are so vague and so convoluted that you have to actually do research to understand the question. And they do that purposely to confuse those of us who aren't going to do that research, who aren't going to go look it up, who aren't paying attention. And then you just read the question and you're like, oh, yeah. So the question for this one would be, do you think the president, do you think the 14th Amendment should be open for change or whatever. They'll use some crazy different word. But do you think the 14th Amendment should be open for reconsideration by the Congress and the president? And people are going to say, open it up. And then once they do it, then now they're going to go in there and start changing stuff.
And then you can't close it. And one thing, we're going to step aside for a break. But before I do, I want to read this text message and just put a question out there for you to kind of chew on during the break. Marcus says, I don't understand. If you are illegal, why shouldn't you get deported? If you go to another country illegally, they will deport you. Okay.
Marcus, this is America.
That's number one. And number two, when did black folks start caring about the border like that?
Right. Exactly.
Back after this.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have guest co-host Bailey Coleman and Damian LZ in the building. Truth Nation, continue to hit us up, 833-212-1017. You can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. And I just threw a question out there before the break in case you missed it. And we were talking about President-elect Donald J. Trump's interview that was on NBC on Sunday, and he had a lot to say about mass deportations as well as some of the things that he will be doing come day one of his administration. And it also prompted Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, who appeared on WISN's Upfront show, and he rebutted, saying, hey, I do plan on working with President-elect Donald J. Trump on some things, but the mass deportation thing, I don't know about that. He's going to have to come correct on that. And then furthermore, Governor Evers went on to say that he would not support a bill that was proposed by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to require state employees back in the office, I think he said between 3 to 4 times at least a week.
That's crazy.
And so,
as a person that works from home, I just want to state that more work takes place. People that work from home are happier. They work more freely. They work better than they do if you make them come to the office. That's just my point in that. Okay. And also, I want to say, I applaud Governor Evers because he's finally snapped back at Voss. He finally told Voss, you ain't the governor. When you become governor, you can make those decisions. You ain't the governor. He need to focus on, he told Voss, I'm paraphrasing here, he needs to focus on, he's not even the senator, he's not even in the state senate, he's in the house for the state, and from what I know, they just lost a bunch of seats. So he needs to focus on that and quit focusing on what the governor does. I cheered when I saw that because Voss be talking mad crazy,
right? He does.
Mm-hmm. And it's always some Voss this, Voss that. I'm glad Evers snapped back on him. Evers dropped the humble teacher mentality and picked up the, I'm on his right now. And I love that. And I want to see him do more of that because that's what the Democratic Party in Wisconsin needs. That's what the Democratic Party needs in general. Yeah. But him snapping back at Voss and quit letting him run ramshot over everything, I love that.
Yes. Yeah. And in his statement, Governor Evers said, quote, I know that Speaker Voss has got all this data, and I can't wait to see it. But the fact of the matter is, I think it's important for the state to be open to having people working from home, especially in parts of the state that we haven't had a chance. Not all the good workers are in the Madison and Milwaukee area.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And so they've been making a concerted effort to get more people from across the state, and being that now they can hire these quality candidates from across the state because they don't have to come to Madison all of the time. They don't have to be here. They don't have to relocate and then go home on the weekend and all of that. They can work from home. And now you get a wider spectrum of the entirety of the state, and it helps us as people getting more of that to happen.
You just want to work from home.
Hey, I'm going to stay working from home. I'm going to go into the office, but you know.
But for those that love to work from home, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like me, I like going into the office. But if I had to drive all the way to Madison,
that's all I'm saying.
I ain't trying to be a part of that.
Yeah. Marcus had a question, but I think this is a question he can answer for himself. But Marcus says, I got a question. If an illegal immigrant commits a crime in America, do they go to jail while we pay for it? Or do you deport them with no consequences?
Well, Marcus. Marcus, darling.
Marcus, let's speak frankly, Marcus.
Right. I think that you can answer that question yourself.
He asking for a friend.
I don't think he said that. He said, I got a question. And I think you can answer that question. Because here's the thing, and the question I had before the break was, when did black people start caring about the border like that?
Nobody. No one. Not until,
no one.
Who was like, oh, man, you know, we got to make sure the border's right. We got to make sure that nobody's coming over here. No, because you didn't want them jobs anyway.
No.
You was not finna go out here and pick no oranges or
and not
grapes
that those. We don't want to be like Trump and say those are Latino jobs.
Exactly.
They're not.
But
there are jobs that they are taking.
Yes.
So keep going.
Yeah. I mean, that's real. Hey, I've picked a strawberry or two in my life. I've gone out there and done some of those because I wanted to.
Listen here.
I wanted to experience that. I wanted to kick it.
The question that he said was before the break when you mentioned about when you said that and why are we letting them in and this, that, and that. This is America.
Exactly.
And I don't want to sound like a patriot because I'm not. But if you understand the American dream, which I don't believe in, but if you understand the way that this country was built, this is America. If you make it here, if you can make it to the shores of America, you're free. This is the land of the free.
The freedom. Home of the brave.
Across the world.
The melting pot.
Across the world, we thank you. Across the world, we tell people all of the time, if you can get here, this is the place to be. This is where you want to be. Now we're going to tell them, except for you. Everybody else can come. But y'all on the South, y'all can't come.
Y'all
from Haiti, y'all can't come. But from Yugoslavia, it don't exist no more. But all these other European countries and all this other stuff,
right. It's all good.
Oh, it's still America.
Yes.
For you, it ain't America.
No.
And that just lets you know the way that American society has treated those of color for so long. And that's why it's so disheartening for us to have a disconnect between black and brown communities in America and in being shown in the voting records that took place for Trump, because that's just divide and conquer. Because if we were all together and understood what was happening to us as a whole, we would be able to change things. Because even if you do it just through the voting, our voting numbers would be able to change things, and we would be able to get people in office that would be able to change things. But as long as we allow them to separate us and we believe the stuff that they push on us that would make those Latino men think that Trump was not going to do the stuff that Trump said he was going to do when he got in office, that he was going to somehow turn into Che Guevara and be all for the Latino men. It's ridiculous. You know?
It is so.
And he got in office and he's doing what he said he was going to do.
Yeah.
He's going to deport you
and y'all voted for him
and your family. If he come in your house and one of your cousins is in your house and they illegal, he gonna deport you too and say, oh, we didn't want to split up the family. I don't like that, cousin.
We want to keep the family together.
We gonna keep the family together.
That's so sweet of him, huh?
That's
so nice of Trump.
It's so thoughtful of him. This time, we're keeping the family together. Now, last time we had some issues, but this time I'm looking out for y'all.
And we even in doing
together.
That, even in doing that, what he's doing is he's dividing them even more.
Yep.
So now those that have citizenship and have gone through the classes and were born here and whatever the case may be, he's dividing them from the ones that are coming across the border, because now he's like, they going to mess it up for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want them to mess it up for you?
Yeah.
So whereas they would come across the border and they would have some place to stay if they got there with these family members,
yep,
and things like that, they would be able to do that. Now they can't do that no more. You come across that border, you're on your own. We're going to have you over here doing whatever. Now just imagine doing black migration from the south to the north. When we came up north, we had some place to stay.
Right.
There was cousins or something. What if they would have determined that, You got these black folks coming up here from down south. We don't want them. So now you in trouble too. So if you mess up, we're going to send you back down to Mississippi with them.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
And when you were just talking, you just reminded me of something that Trump did the first time, which was, remember when he had that Muslim ban?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
You know that coming back.
But what was funny, when he was asked, he was like, oh, that's not a Muslim ban, but you ban people from traveling here from any of the countries,
right,
where you know,
right,
that Muslims they are. Practice Islam.
Right. Exactly.
No, that's just from
exactly.
this country, that country, that country. It has nothing to do with the Muslims.
It was like 13 right. of the most prominent Muslim countries
right.
in the world.
Right.
Like, y'all
right.
can't come here.
Y'all ain't.
So he doesn't have a ban on, it's not a ban on my immigration. It's truly just a ban on black and brown people that want to come into this country because of the demographic numbers that are changing in this country, and they want to somehow
Absolutely.
Maintain those
Boom.
Demographic numbers.
Yeah.
So they stop them from coming in here. But I guarantee you, those white Latino people ain't having no trouble getting in.
Not at all.
Them Cubans, they ain't having no trouble. White, you can come
yeah.
on in.
But
it's
now,
the darker ones.
But
it's
now,
the darker ones that they don't want in.
But now, I don't know.
Nah.
We because don't see.
Because, see, they married. They will,
don't
and,
see.
And I might get in trouble for saying this, but it's talk radio and Al can't call, so I'm going to speak it for Al.
Ah!
Listen. Listen, they want to marry them white Latino people and increase their numbers and have assimilation via them and increase their numbers so their demographic numbers can stay up. They can't do it when they start marrying, because, you know, black people was all over the diaspora.
Yeah.
So you had slaves in Mexico, you had slaves in
yeah.
South Central America, you had slaves in South America, you had slaves all over the place. More slaves went to those countries than came to America. So when you know that and you know the history of it, they don't want them here because they know that's going to come back up. So now it's not a browning of America. It's not a whitening of America anymore. It's a browning of America, and they don't want that browning of America. Mm. They want to save themselves.
Yes, mm. yes. And that's one of the reasons why they want to ban abortions, because we want to make sure that the white population stays the majority.
Yeah,
and they know if at this rate, that is not going to be the case.
Not going to be the case.
And what do you do to stop it from, you know, growing even more? You do ban people that are brown and black from mm-hmm. coming into this country, because it's like, hey, they're here illegally, or hey, you know, what are they running from? But I thought this was, you know, we welcome your sick, we welcome your poor.
Oh,
isn't
yeah.
that some of the things that the Statue of Liberty,
yeah.
you're tired and you're poor?
Yeah.
And it's so funny, because during Trump's interview, he was like, hey, you got to know something about it. You got to know what the Statue of Liberty is. I'm like, fool, you don't even know what
he
the,
right,
of
the Statue of Liberty
right,
is.
Right.
And you've seen the Statue of Liberty every day of your life
exactly.
for probably the first 60 years
exactly.
Until you moved to Florida.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He probably don't know it was a slave at first. A
no.
black woman slave.
No.
He don't know.
He don't know.
He don't
so
know that.
We have to stay focused and not just let people tell you anything and then you believe it, because this so-called black jobs thing didn't come up until Trump said something.
Right. Yeah.
And then you got other black people that are like, yeah, they are taking our jobs. And yeah, they are coming over here illegally now. You know, I ain't even think of it that way. And the only black job that Trump has ever shown America to have is the director of HUD.
Yes, there it is.
That's the only black
the director
job
of HUD.
That we know
mm-hmm.
that is a black job, because
exactly.
that's the only job a black person has gotten under the Trump yep.
administration.
When we come back, we're going to wrap things up and have our truth of the matter. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, been another great show. We hope you have enjoyed it, and we are going to get to our truth of the matter. We've been talking about a lot of different things this morning, and before we get to it, I just want to hit the the talking text line one more time. Grant says, good morning. The director of HUD, Donald Trump appointed, happened to be Dr. Ben Carson, a neurosurgeon. I am very familiar with that, Grant, and that's the reason why I said it, because how in the world you have a brain surgeon as the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
And that's then, right in his wheelhouse.
Again.
Right, exactly.
But you have people that just come up with a some type of conspiracy theory, and you make him over HHS. Yeah. You
right.
make him over the FDA and every. Yeah, I don't know if we make it make sense, but I think D. Wood says, why are we showing so much compassion for a group of people who've never shown any compassion for us?
What is she talking about? She talking about Latino people?
I'm not sure where.
Because I know she's not talking about pedophiles.
Yeah. Right. Show them.
Yeah, you're going to have to be a little more detailed than that, because we talked about a lot of things. And,
exactly.
I'm not sure where that comment fits in.
Exactly.
Right. We need to clear that up before I make a comment.
But again, Truth Nation, we appreciate all your engagement. And as always, continue to hit us up. Be a part of the conversation, 833-212-1017, and stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. And with that, it's time for our truth of the matter. Bailey Coleman?
Okay, I got two sayings.
You got time today.
All that glitters is not gold. And the other part, the proof is always in the pudding. So in other words, just because of all of this is being said about people like Jay-Z, doesn't mean that it's the truth. We got to wait, find out what's in the pudding, what shakes out. You know, Diddy, we kind of saw what shook out. It was a little crazy.
Pause.
But you see what I'm saying. Yeah. The other thing is, people are messing around. They messed around with their vote. They're about to find out.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens with your family, sorrows.
All right. Thank you, Bailey.
There you go.
Appreciate it. Bailey, what is your truth of the matter?
Bailey's waving that 92% flag for the rest of these 4 years. If you know.
Waving it right here.
If you know, you know. My truth of the matter is that we cannot allow people to divide us. We cannot allow division to come through and wreck any semblance of us building anything in this country, anything in our community. And that is the play that they are running on so many different levels, whether it be the state level, whether it be the federal level, whether it be in our communities. They are dividing and conquering us, because if we truly understand who the enemy is of us, it's those at the top, that 1% that is making 70% of the money. That 1%, when you look at it, the CEO for United Healthcare got popped, pow, shot on the street, right? When you look at the comments for that, people are like, that's okay, because he's the one that's making it so that I can't get my healthcare.
Wow.
He's the one that's doing it. And that type of sentiment right there, I'm not saying it's bad, I'm not saying it's good, but I'm saying we need to be unified for ourselves and go at those people that are making the decisions and making it happen bad for us.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Dame. And I tell you what, to piggyback off of that, with that CEO getting shot, that was still someone's husband. He was still a father of two.
Yes.
And so regardless of what you think or how you feel about what industry he was in, that was still someone's family member. But my truth of the matter is, I just feel like it's so interesting that we can have something happen and it's not even a month later, we totally forget about it.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about Jay-Z being named in this lawsuit People are going to jump and say, "Oop! I knew he was doing this. I knew he was doing that." And we just learned, I mean, and this woman, Jonathan Majors' ex-girlfriend, just came out and said she lied after ruining this man's career.
Right.
And what did we do as a community? Man, he should have been messing with that white girl anyway. That's what he get.
Yep.
Regardless of the fact that all of this were lies, all of these things were lies. Mm-hmm. So let's just practice patience and grace and let things come out before we start saying, "I told you so."
Yep.
Because no one came out and said anything about when that woman said she was lying. In Jonathan Majors' defense, like all the people that were hating on him, you didn't hear anything about that.
Nope.
And the entire time, he's sitting back saying, "I knew she was lying the whole time. What do I have to do? You guys saw video of me running away from her, and y'all still said I'm guilty."
Yep.
Come on now. We got to do better. Again, let's learn from things, not just go through things and see things happen and don't learn anything from it. If there's anything that we should take away from the Jonathan Majors situation, and that it should be, let's be more patient.
Yes.
That is my truth of the matter. Again, Bailey Combs and Damian LZ, appreciate
it's been a
the
pleasure.
Love as always. Another good show. Truth Nation, keep it locked right here on 101.7 The Truth. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.
Peace.